Going to glory when it time and have our choir come down, and we're going to turn it over to whoever's going to open up tonight.
Glad to be here tonight. Appreciate the good choir singing. Got a good crowd. Appreciate everybody coming out. And, so we'll ask everyone, if you would, to stand. I wonder who has an unspoken request to show by raising your hand. Remember all those. Someone have a spoken request on your heart? Remember Linda's brother. Someone else. Sure, remember that.
Amen.
Remember the folks affected down in Texas and New Mexico. A lot of flooding. Good request.
Bonnie Jackson, she's still having a rough time. Keep praying for Danny Bradford. He's making great progress, but he still needs our prayers. Pray for Corey Gossard. He had a minor surgery today, but he came through it good. Remember that. Pray for my Aunt Joyce Esmond. She is really having a rough time. And pray for Linda. She felt poorly tonight. She wasn't able to come.
Remember all those requests. Remember that. Anyone else? Remember all that. Remember that request. Anyone else? We've got visitors, and I know we do. I'm glad to have Aaron back with us and his family tonight. If anybody else, we hope you'll just feel welcome. Another request, we'll ask Brother Ryan, if he would, to lead us in prayer.
Your glory and your pleasure, your tonight, if you grant them to be according to will, whatever the prompt is, we'll thank you for it. Amen. In Jesus' love, amen. Amen.
Appreciate the prayer. We desire your prayers tonight. We wonder at this time if someone has a song on your heart. Gary's request there took me back to David McGregor, who was just here a few weeks ago, and he preached about how quickly life can change. And what season you're in. You can be in a good season today and get a phone call, and your season can change really quickly. That was kind of the thought of his message, and thought a lot about that. And you can be in a bad season. I've been pretty low a time or two, and it doesn't take God any time. He can come through and move and change your season, and you can go from being pretty low to feeling really good in just a short time period. So I really appreciated David's message. Whatever season you're in, just continue in it and work where God's put you. And, you know, the season you're in won't last forever, whether it's good or bad or whatever you're at. It's going to change. Just be ready for it to change. So, been thinking this week. I knew I had to lead tonight. And Neil Wireman III was here. Let's pray for him while they're coming to sing. Come on. Neil Wireman was here. And he mentioned a Sunday school lesson that I had taught some time back, and about blind Bartimaeus. And when Jesus called blind Bartimaeus, he got up and he threw his coat and went to Jesus, and then Jesus healed him. And I've thought about what great faith that is, to cast that coat, which was important to him, cast that aside, go to Jesus. We shouldn't let something stand in our way, no matter how important that it seems. If God calls us, we should be willing to set that aside and go to where he's at. So let's pray for him while they sing.
Pray for me. I don't even have this in my book, I don't think. So just need your prayers. Thank you. sorry.
She'll remember the words.
This is a song that Clifford used to sing.
Yeah, it's been a long time, so really pray for us.
I think the title is Now I Have
Everything.
And if you're saved, you have everything.
But now I have everything. I have everything I need to make me happy. I have Jesus to show me the way. He has saved me. And he gave me life eternal. And now I have everything. I was making plans for my future. I was living my life in vain. And I prayed for life's only meaning. And now I have everything. I have everything to make me happy. I have Jesus to show me the way. He has saved me and he gave me life eternal. And now I have
appreciate that song. Appreciate those ladies singing. Someone else have a song on your heart? Let's pray for them while they're coming.
As we travel through this whirlpool of strife, what kind of picture do we paint with our lives? We might be the only Bible they read, so I hope and pray that they see Jesus in me. Jesus in me and the life that I lead. Do they see the nail-scarred hands, the man from Galilee? On dark Calvary, oh, I hope and pray that they see Jesus in me. Impressions are something so easily made, so we must be careful what we do and say. A kind word, a soft touch, a smile they can see. Oh, I hope and pray that they see Jesus in me. Jesus in me. That I lead. Do they see the nail-scarred hands, the man from Galilee? Do they see the rugged cross on dark Calvary? Oh, I hope and pray that they see Jesus in me.
Appreciate that song. I don't think Taylor's done. Keep praying. It's good.
Forever change. That's what we're going to sing. And I was thinking as Blaine was talking about David's message and how seasons come and seasons go, and that is very true. But there was a time where I felt I was under the law and I felt like I was okay. And then conviction hit and I realized I wasn't. That was a quick change. And then the day that God saved my soul, there was another quick change that took place. I went from being lost and dying, going to hell, to having, being forever changed and going to heaven. So you just pray for us tonight.
Now there were those who said that I'd surely fall when I told them I'd given Jesus my all. And I guess I really can't blame them for having their doubts. For they only knew what I used to be, and oh, what a difference the Lord made in me. What I got was real, and praise God, I'm still serving Him now. Forever changed, I'm forever changed. Old things are brand new, and I tell you it's true. The same. When He changed the world.
promise to me, friend, I'd still choose to serve the Lord faithfully, but I cannot begin to imagine what He has in store. For once I was lost and I was headed for hell, but then I got saved and now all is well. My forever began when I took the precious hand of Jesus, my Lord. Forever changed, I'm forever changed. Old things are brand new, and I tell you it's true. I'm not the same.
Appreciate that song. I love that song. Some songs, I love all the songs that have been sung tonight, but some songs just speak to you a little bit differently, and that one speaks to me every time. I appreciate that. I'm so thankful that my forever changed. So, good singing. Anybody else have a song on your heart?
SUV.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Fooled Google Maps. That's hard to do, but that's good. Appreciate that. That's a good thought. I agree with you. Somebody else. Becky and I were just talking about that. We were driving, I guess it was last night, we were driving and we came up 4th Street, and she used to live just around the corner there, grew up there off of 4th Street. And I said, you want to turn and go up by your old house where you grew up? She said, yeah, and we did, and trees had grown up and it looks a lot different. And so we started talking, and I said, what do you think that 18 or 20-year-old Blaine and Becky would have thought about if they could have seen where we're at now. And she said, we would have laughed and said, look at those old people. And I'm sure she's right. But we started talking about the blessings that God has given us. And as I couldn't have imagined where God would have me now, it's kind of what you were talking about, family and kids and grandkids, and just couldn't have thought about this. As difficult as that would have been to have thought about that 30 years ago, that is not even close to what heaven's going to be like. And when we get there, you know, if we are able to think back and think, boy, we didn't need, you know, we thought we knew where we were going, but we didn't. It's going to be that good. Appreciate all the good songs and testimonies. I think I'll turn it over to our pastor.
Thank the Lord for being here. God's given us great service. I thank the Lord for choir singing, special singing, and good testimonies and opening up. It's just all rich to me. I've been so blessed, and it's just stirred my heart. And good to be here tonight. And I just want to open this up. We appreciate all our preaching brothers. And if you're here tonight, and you a preacher, you got something on your heart, and that goes for not only folks that's members here, but visitors. We got one visiting preacher anyhow. And so got a couple, actually. And so really pray tonight, church. I want to just open it up and turn it over to you. If one of you's got a message on your heart that God's stirring your heart, just don't hesitate. Don't think you're getting anybody's way. If God's giving you something, just come on with it. Follow the Lord. It's such a blessing to be here tonight, and oh, just wonderful to see everybody that's here. Now, anybody feel like coming, standing tonight? If you do, you're as welcome as you can be. Feel free as a bird. Yeah. Amen.
There's a song. I might just sing the chorus. I don't know, but.
Yeah, man.
Anytime I hear it, I just think, you know, I don't praise him near enough.
Right.
You know, we give credit to a lot of things in life, but.
Sure.
There ain't nobody blessed me like God has.
Amen.
I could talk about him all day and still never tell the half of how good he
That's
is.
That's truth. Okay. Help him. Pray, church.
Today I faced a mountain.
Listen.
Once again it seemed so tall. I tried to climb, but it seemed I would surely fall.
Yeah.
So I knelt and called on Jesus.
Yeah.
Just as always, I felt his presence.
Yeah.
His hand of mercy lifted me just in time.
Amen.
So I want to thank him, and I want to praise him.
Amen.
His grace has been sufficient.
Yes, sir.
And like before, he's given victory. One more time.
Amen.
He was always standing.
Yeah.
Right by my side. When the valley was low, when the river was wide. So I want to thank him, and I want to praise him.
Yeah.
One more time.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Thank him another time.
Yeah, man.
Doesn't matter how much you thank him. You could still thank him every
That's
day
right.
and still never even touch him. As Blake was talking about, you know, all that we're going to open our eyes to that day.
Yeah, man.
We haven't even scratched the surface.
Amen.
There's been some services that I thought, I don't know if my body's going to be able to take it. It feel like you just fly away.
Yeah.
And my body could. we've just scratched the surface.
Amen.
We have no idea. I tell you what, when we enter into heaven, I can't even imagine what it's going to feel like.
Amen.
And I'll say this, you know, a lot of people say, I can't wait to see loved ones in this one, and that's all well and good.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, if my Savior wasn't there, it'd be all for nothing.
That's right.
When I finally get to praise Him and thank Him for all that He's done for me.
Amen.
You know, this old body, it holds you down sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to thank Him and you just can't get the words out.
It's true.
But one day I'll have a body that's able to praise Him.
Amen.
The way that He's finally do, that I won't be held back by the nature of this man, by my mind, but I'll finally get to praise Him for the way that He's finally do.
Amen.
That's what I look forward to, that I won't be held back by this old man anymore.
Amen.
When He says to shout, I'll just shout. When He says to sing, I'll just sing. To not have to fight with this man anymore.
That's
that
true.
He won't hold me back, that I'll finally give Him everything that He's due.
Amen.
It's good to be here.
Amen.
All these last couple services with you, I've been blessed beyond measure.
Amen. Thank the Lord for Aaron. I'm glad he's here and glad for what he said. That's come right out of his heart, not touched my heart. And I'll say amen to that. Great, great testimony. All right. Anybody else? Testimony or song or preaching? God's given us a great service. Anybody else got anything? I'm not in a hurry, and I'm willing to preach, but I don't feel like God's nudging me that way, and I wondered about it earlier, but I don't feel like I need to. I thank God for the service we've had, but if anybody's got something, you're still welcome as you can be. You're not trying to discourage anybody. Whatever it is, if God's got something for you to do, by all means, do that. Yeah, amen. Thank the Lord for that testimony. Somebody else. It feels like somebody could come to altar right now. You know, don't always have to have preaching for somebody to come to altar. Whenever God's Spirit's nudging at your heart and God's saying to you, come, that's when you need to come. And obey the Lord. Anybody else? Pray for him.
We've been in a little bit of a rough spot the past couple weeks. And it's real easy to get in our flesh and to get in our body, think about all that's gone wrong. Then we just got to look over, just thank the Lord for all that He's done for me.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the church. I'm thankful for all the blessings He's put on me. Just pray for me, church. I sat one day in a little country church house, condemned with a heart as black as could be. I knew I was lost. I knew I was dying. When He sings these words, came straight to me. You know there's a man, His name is Jesus. And He took your place on the old rugged tree. Then everyone stood for the invitation. The old preacher stepped out and he made this plea. Oh sinner, don't wait when Jesus is calling. He's calling you out to set your soul free. Oh, sinner, don't wait. You may not see tomorrow. Today is the day, oh sinner, don't wait. I'll walk down the aisle, fell down at the altar. I cried, my God, my sins forgive. I know I am lost, I know I am dying, but I believe you died that I could live. I heard a sweet voice coming down from heaven saying, arise, my child, you're washed and made clean. As I rose, I heard people shouting. The old preacher stepped out, and he was saying again, oh, sinner, don't wait when Jesus is calling. He's calling you out to set your soul free. Oh, sinner, don't wait. You may not see tomorrow. Today is the day. Oh, sinner, don't wait.
For that good song. Amen. Great advice in that song. All right. Anybody else got something? I'll leave another prayer request with you. I've announced this a time or two, but I've got an appointment to preach at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's on Saturday at Hebron Missionary Baptist Church, where Brian Holt's a pastor. It's actually in a little town called Thornville. It's down close to Columbus. And I'd really appreciate everybody's prayers. They've been asking me to come. So I made that agreement quite a while back. And I'd just like everybody to pray. Anybody wants to come, you're more than welcome. No offense if you don't come, but really pray. Anything else? If not, we're going to ask everybody to see to stand. Ask Brother Kessinger, pray dismiss him.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, I'm thankful, Lord, for this another service, Lord. Touch my heart, Lord, and all these songs. Thank you, Lord. Lord, as we go through this remainder of this day, Lord, we just ask you to go with us, bless our, remember our lost, and watch over and care for us and lead God. All these things, Jesus' name, we pray.